WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
If you are a weather enthusiast, then you have probably done some phenology. Done what? Phenology is the study of the periodic or cyclic events in nature, especially in plant and animal life. These events are influenced by seasonal and interannual variations to weather and climate. Some examples include, when does the first field sparrow appear, or when does the lilac show its first buds, or when does the sap in the maple tree begin to flow? The occurrence of these events tells us spring has definitely sprung. Many of these events are related to the weather, especially temperature, as well as seasonal changes in daylight hours. As climate change has brought us warmer temperatures recently, spring phenological events are happening earlier, and fall events are happening a bit later. Now, why does this matter? Farmers and gardeners would say it matters for knowing what to plant when and what pests to watch out for. But scientists will tell you that studying the interactions between organisms and the environment can be very useful for assessing the impact of climate change. Though climate changes can be small, nature reacts to those small changes. So phenology can be used to recreate missing weather data of centuries past. Europeans 500 years ago didn't leave us much in the way of detailed weather data, but they did leave careful histories of things such as grape harvests. Phenology has allowed researchers to use these records to reconstruct the summer growing seasons going back 500 years. While in Japan and China, the records of dates of specific festivals go back to the 8th century. Robert Marsham is the founding father of modern phenological recording. Marsham was a wealthy landowner who kept systematic records of indications of spring on his estate at Stratford-on-Strawless, Norfolk, from 1736. These were in the form of dates of the first occurrence of events such as flowering, bud burst, emergence or flight of an insect. Consistent records of the same events, or phenophases, were maintained by generations of the same family over unprecedentedly long periods of time, eventually ending with the death of Mary Marsham in 1958. From this data, trends can be observed and related to long-term climate records. The data show significant variation in dates, which broadly correspond with warm and cold years. The study of phenology has this in common with the study of weather. The more observers in the field, the better the results. Now admit it, you've probably observed the flowering of a dogwood or the change in color of a tree in your yard in the fall, so you probably have a little phenology mixed in with that interest in meteorology.